BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Friday's Scott Mills Daily. We talk about Chris's Fernando's holiday. £25 for a week, including a welcome pack and a bottle of champagne. What could go wrong? Matt Evanson plays Real or No Real, and we call up some of those randoms in your phone. You've saved them, but you cannot remember who they are. So I make you call them up to try and solve the mystery. It's all on Friday's Scott Mills Daily, starting now.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
We've all got those numbers in our phone, and you saved them at the time, and it probably made sense then. But now you're like, nope, I don't know who that is. Chat to the girl that's got Michael Garlic Bread in her phone. Doesn't know who that is at all. Not a clue. We've all got them. But what about if we solve the mystery for you? That random person saved in your phone, you don't know, can't remember why they're in there. What about if I got you to call them up? And then you'd know who it is. Mystery over. Hi, Nathan.
Hello.
Who's in your phone?
Scouse Taco Man.
Scouse Taco Man.
Yeah.
Okay. So, have you ever been to Liverpool?
Yeah. I only watch the football, though.
Have you ever had a taco there?
I don't think I have.
Ever bought a taco off a man in Liverpool?
I can't say that I have, no.
You sure?
So this is a weird one. So you don't have any idea who this person is?
No, I haven't got a clue. Well, I think it was from last time I was in Liverpool, when I was watching the football, I got quite drunk, and just I checked my phone the next day, and I saw Scouse Taco Man.
Mm, this is perfect.
You don't recall anything or anyone of this name or with a taco?
No, I got a KFC, I didn't even get a taco.
See, I'd remember if I had a taco, I would.
Yeah, it's quite a memorable food, isn't it?
Yeah.
And also, you haven't got any names for this one. Just a description.
No. Yeah, exactly.
And a use.
And that's how he's in your phone.
Yeah, but it'll be useful if I do go up to Liverpool and want a taco.
Exactly.
Well, if that's what he offers, I mean, it could be something else. Maybe it could have been a Scouse man that was eating a taco. I don't know why. Maybe you made friends with him
like
on a night out. Or he looked like a taco. Yeah,
yeah,
that's a possibility.
Yeah.
There's a man that looked like a taco. Hey, Nath, wouldn't it be great if we could ring him right now?
Yeah, do it.
Give me the number for Scouse Taco Man.
Okay, I'll have to find it first. Hold on.
Okay. I'm going to take you off air now so the listeners can't hear this number. Wait there, listeners. Okay, Nathan, I've got the number of Scouse Taco Man now. Are you ready to ring him?
Yeah, ready.
Right. We all want to know who this is. I really hope he answers.
I'm busting the gut to know who it is.
I know. Mm. Aren't we all? Let's ring him.
Oh. Hello. Who's this?
Who's this?
This is I'm Nathan. I've got you in my phone as Scouse Taco Man. I just wanted to know who you were because I can't really remember putting you in my phone.
Ah.
Do you sell tacos?
Oh.
Hello?
I'm a chap. I'm from Liverpool.
You're from Liverpool?
Yeah.
Oh. And do you sell tacos? Do you eat tacos?
No, I don't, mate. Don't know what you're going on about.
I've got you in my phone as Scouse Taco Man.
No, you got the wrong number, mate.
Do you know what I think you've done?
What?
He's gone, by the way. He said that he was a taxi driver. I think he's Scouse Taxi Man.
Yeah. Yes.
I've misspelled it.
That's what's happened.
Yeah, you see, I do this when I'm drunk.
And you've just rang him asking about tacos.
Is that, no. It's like, you do, though, you do. You sell tacos.
That is blatantly it.
That's what's happened.
Yeah. But you know what? This solves a mystery.
It does, yeah.
Oh, you obviously just got a cab, didn't it?
Well, thank you, guys. You've helped me out in a life mystery.
Do you think you'll call him up next time you're in Liverpool? He's a taxi driver.
Well, if I need a taxi,
I guess. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks so much, Nathan. I'm glad we could help in some way.
Cheers, Scott.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
We're going to do another one in a minute. Nicole off Manchester, that just made her day, Scouse Taco Man. Someone says, it's an easy mistake. The X is next to the C and the I next to the O.
Mm.
It's an easy mistake. Taxi could easily become taco. This is genius. Laughing by myself in the computer room at uni. Caroline in Plymouth.
I wouldn't have picked up on that, though. You did well to pick up on it.
Yeah, it's unusual for me to think that quickly, but I did. It must be taxi driver. I enjoyed that. Right, let's do another one. Louise, where do you live, please?
South Wales, in Swansea.
Okay. And you are another person that's got one of those names and numbers, and you've no idea who it is.
Yeah, no idea.
Okay, how long do you reckon you've had that number in there for?
I think probably about a year, maybe more.
And tell us what it's under in your contacts list.
Okay, it's under fish pie soup.
Oh, wow.
Fish pie soup. Oh, I can't wait for this one. I hope she answers. We've said this for a while. We got your email a while ago, and we've always said that this is our favourite one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I really want to know who Fish Pie Soup is.
Yeah, me too. I have no idea.
So are you all right if we call Fish Pie Soup?
Yeah, why not?
You have the number. I mean, all it takes is for you to give that to me and we can make that happen.
Okay.
And just try and work out how and where you may have met her.
Right, okay.
Well, and also, hopefully this phone will ring.
Yeah.
I mean, has it been a while since you possibly spoke to Fish Pie Soup?
Yeah, definitely. It's been a long time.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to set you off air now. Only we will be able to hear the number. The listeners won't hear a thing, all right?
Okay.
Wait there, listeners. Okay, so I do have Fish Pie Soup's number now written down.
Yeah.
You ready to give her a call?
Yeah.
So we're about to call a person that Louise has in her phone called Fish Pie Sue. Hopefully she'll remember her, and hopefully Louise will get to the bottom of how she may have met Fish Pie Sue. Okay, I'm calling the number. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I really hope she answers. This is going to be my favourite one, if so. It's ringing. Good luck.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Is that Sue?
Speaking.
Oh, hi, Sue. Basically, I've come across your number in my phone, and you're under Fish Pie Sue. I'm just trying to work out how I know you and why I've named you Fish Pie Sue.
You come off as blocked, so I've got no idea who you are. What's your name, you're lovely?
My name's Louise. I'm from South Wales.
Yeah,
I don't know how. You're from Cardiff?
I can't help you off the top of my head. My memory's not that good, and I don't often make fish pie.
Have you ever made a fish pie? No.
I have, yes.
You have?
Yes, but I'm not a cook.
Maybe we ate fish pie together once?
Got no idea, darling.
And I don't really eat fish, so...
I can't think, but it's very intriguing, isn't it?
Have you got any numbers in your phone?
Oh, yeah, always, because I just, you see, I do the same. I have pieces of paper where I take some numbers down of Sue this or whatever. Don't worry. Anyway, if we bump into each other again at some point, we'll have to remember this. All right, love you.
All right, I'll see you soon, Fish Pie Sue.
Can I just jump in? Nice. Sue?
Yeah?
Hi, my name's Scott Mills. I'm calling from BBC Radio 1.
Right.
We're doing a thing on our show where... our listeners have numbers in their phone and they have no idea where they met them. Now,
I'm too old for Radio 1, Scott.
Oh, it doesn't matter about that. I'm genuinely intrigued as to why Louise has got your number in as Fish Pie Sue. I don't normally jump in, but I really, really want to know how you two met. Surely we've got to be able to hammer this out somehow.
We can't work this one out.
I just can't think.
Sue, when's the last time you made a fish pie?
I can't remember.
No, this is why it's very odd. This is why it's a mystery, and I'm worried that it's going to be unsolved.
And it's been in my phone for a long time.
Well, it's lovely to talk to you, Scott.
You too, Sue. Thank you very much.
You are.
Thank you.
I'm just a Radio 4 listener.
No, that's good. It's still BBC. It's all good. All right, you two say bye to each other then.
Bye, Sue.
Louise, thank you so ridiculous. It's a bit bizarre, but thank you very much.
Yeah, I apologise for the awkward conversation.
Thank you very much, Sue.
Take care. Love you to talk to you both.
Bye.
Bye.
If anyone can shed any light on that, then let me know, because it's going to bug me for the rest of the day, probably weekend. I really wanted to know, and loads of people on my Twitter are like, oh, I just wish they remembered. Who is Fish Pie Sue? Oh, man, I really wanted to know who Fish Pie Sue was. That's from Lauren.
There's various suggestions of why they might know each other.
Yeah. If you do have a spare moment today and you've got a theory about how they met, I just don't know what it could be. And what's annoying now is that I'll be in a shop and I'll see a fish pie in a few weeks on the shelf and I'll be like, oh, Fish Pie Sue, why don't we know?
I think they should rebrand. You know, in supermarkets where they call it like tiger bread and stuff like that. I think Fish Pie Sue needs to do Fish Pie Sue.
Fish Pie Sue. Oh, I'll have one of them. The Scott Mills Daily. Got my bag in here. I'm off to Sweden tonight. Eurovision Song Contest is happening.
It's a big old bag, that, isn't it?
That's just for a week, yeah. A lot of outfits in there.
Yeah?
Some makeup.
I've got my bag ready.
Yes, Fernando's. When are you going?
I'm going tomorrow.
Now, you have just been to the chemist, haven't you, to buy a few things?
Yes.
I noticed that you do have some mosquito repellent in there.
I've got some liquid one. I've got this electric thing, which you can buy. Some, like, click...
Now, can I just say that you
I've
are
also
going...
got the cream for after you've got bitten as well.
You are just going to Fernando's. I'm not sure that mosquitoes are a massive problem. It's not Africa.
I got a net.
You haven't got a net.
I have.
No, you haven't. You haven't got a mosquito net for Fernando's.
I don't know what the rules are.
Are
there.
You serious?
Well, you've put the fear into me now.
And anything else?
I've got all the shampoos, all the... I've got everything. 40 quid, in fact.
I know.
From the shop that rhymes with Hoots.
It costs a lot, doesn't it?
It was, yeah.
Got your suntan creams?
Got the suntan creams, yeah.
So would 50. You say, with all the things you've got, you're fully prepared?
I think so.
Fully prepared?
I'm ready.
Are you prepared? Are you prepared?
Brilliant.
Right. No, are you, though?
I'm fully prepared.
You think you've got everything now?
Everything.
Excellent, good. That awkward moment when your holiday essentials cost more than the actual holiday. How much was the holiday?
Holiday was about £100.
Okay, no, each.
Oh, 25.
And how much were your holiday essentials?
About 40 quid.
Right. Excellent.
It's not cheap, all that insect repellent.
It's not. You have got a bargain there, mate.
And the plugs, got them.
Oh, you got your adapters?
Got my adapters.
Two pins? Yeah.
And
hard hat.
Obviously, the toothbrush. Why would I need a hard hat?
For the construction work.
It's not happening. I don't know why you're adamant to ruin this.
I've just mocked up something which I want you to look at. Check out this picture here. I will share this with everybody soon on various platforms.
Why have you
on
done
social
this?
Social media. That's my new program that I've just invented, Watch Doll.
You've got too much time on your hands.
And I've just kind of done a kind of mock up of what might happen if you get annoyed on your £25 holiday.
You've managed to find a picture of me annoyed, for one,
yeah.
And then put it in front of a building which isn't yet made.
That's right. That could be what the hotel looks like.
Oh, brilliant.
I'm not sure you're getting your head around what might happen on this trip. It's £25.
Bargain. You're all
and no bad reviews.
You know what? I'm gonna turn up there. It's going to be a lovely place.
I've done a caption as well on there. Chris Stark, annoyed holiday
maker.
Yeah,
brilliant. Thanks for that.
And stood in front of the hotel that's not quite done yet.
It's not going to be like that. It's going to be made.
It's going to be made. What's in your welcome pack when you get there? Included in the £25, can I just say?
A bottle of champagne and a food pack.
What's a food pack?
I don't know. It sounds a little bit rations, doesn't it?
It's like the war. Oh, I can't wait. It's a shame that we're not on air next week, because I would love to report daily.
There's no need to report.
For you to check in daily and what's going on.
But you make it sound like it's a BBC News report or something like that.
Right, I'm mocking up that one next, that picture. But let's put this one on Facebook and Twitter for now, at BBCR1 on Twitter.
It's not going to be like this.
BBC Radio 1 on Facebook. That's my opinion of what it's going to be like. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. What's going on, Chris?
I had this... I had to go for a meeting this morning.
Ooh, meeting?
Right? I knew you were going to say this. It was in a cafe quite near to work.
You're having meetings now, are you?
Yeah.
Meetings.
A little meeting this morning. I was meeting two people.
Oh, two people in the meeting, is it?
No need for that. And but anyway, I turned up in this cafe.
Important meeting?
No, not really. Just a meeting. Anyway, turned up in this cafe, And one of the people that was meant to meet texted me saying, look, really sorry, about 10, 15 minutes late. So I was like, cool, okay, I'll get a coffee in. Got a coffee in. A couple of minutes later, this guy walks up to me and goes, Chris? I'm like, oh, hi, you're right. And I assumed it was one of the people that was meeting because I only knew one of them. So I assumed it was, you know, the other person. And this girl who texted me, you know, was obviously running late.
Yeah.
So I just assumed this other person was the other person in the group.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, I'm Chris. What's your name? And his name was Jordan. And he sat down next to me and we started having a discussion just about, you know, it's a nice day, just real small talk like that.
Yeah, while you were waiting for the other person.
Yeah, whilst waiting. And I was like, I'm really sorry. I take it you got the text that Nikki's running late, so it's all going to drag on a little bit. Anyway, we got chatting and he was like, right, so, like, both ordered a coffee. He was like, so tell me what you do and let's have a discussion like that. So I told him what I did and he was like, how are you finding things at the BBC? And I, you know, we had a really nice chat like that. And I said to him, so maybe you tell me a bit more about what you do. And he told me all about his branding business and stuff like that. Effectively, we had a meeting.
Right. With coffee and croissants.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Okay. So a nice breakfast meeting.
And about 10 minutes went and he started, he kept saying, where's Greg? Is Greg coming soon? I was like, I wasn't aware that Greg James was involved in this meeting, but maybe something had been arranged and Greg was going to turn up.
Okay. But he hadn't showed at this point.
And then after a while, I said, after about 10 minutes, I said, I don't think Greg's coming, by the way. Like, he didn't mention anything to me. And this person looked at me and goes, but it's Greg who arranged this meeting, isn't it? I was like, no, I don't think it is. And he goes, you're Chris Shipperton, are you? I was like, no, I'm not. I'm Chris Stark.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out we've been sitting there having a meeting. We were never meant to meet.
Well, so you had a full-on meeting with coffee and croissants.
Yeah. I knew all about, I learned all about his branding business. It turns out he was meeting this
another
other guy Chris.
Chris
from the BBC.
How long were you sat there with him for?
About 10 minutes.
This is awesome.
And it was awkward because coffees had come and stuff like that. So this bloke all of a sudden then goes, oh, okay then. And he had to go move to another table. Like, right in front of me.
To have the meeting we're supposed to be having.
Yeah.
That is brilliant.
And the whole time we had to keep sort of looking at each other. And then my people turned up. I was like, I've just had a meeting.
So did the right people arrive in the end?
I'm no good at these meeting things.
No.
They turned up eventually.
I wouldn't do that again. Well, that story confirms to a lot of people that you are the original in-betweener.
It was so awkward. How do you say goodbye to someone like that? So I was like, and like a meeting, I was like, do you want to swap cards or something? Not
did
that
you?
I don't actually have any cards.
Why have you got a card?
Well, it feels like the right thing to do at these meetings. Lovely bloke.
Bless, you've never been to a meeting, have you?
Well, not like that. I thought it was all a bit uncomfortable as it was.
Is this the point that we swap cards?
And then he can go sits in a table right in front of me.
Who paid for the coffee?
Yeah, well, that was the other awkward thing.
Right? Exactly. It wasn't your meeting.
Well, he kept ordering croissants at the other meeting that he was at. But because they assumed he was on my table, they kept bringing the croissants over to me first. And I had to go, no, he's changed meetings.
Winning. Did you have any?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I would have.
No.
Free croissant, isn't it? Could have been worse. Hey, I've done another picture for your holiday.
Oh, right, okay.
So Chris is going to the Isle of Fernando's tomorrow off of Take Me Out. Same place.
I didn't know it was. I found this nice voucher deal for a holiday.
And how much is it?
It's £25 per person.
Including?
The accommodation for a week, champagne on arrival, and a food pack.
Well,
they say that there's like a welcome pack.
I've been looking forward to this for months because, I mean, something about it, I just smell something not right about it. It's suspicious to me. £25 for a week.
Yeah. You're thinking, and I think you love this, in-betweeners hotel.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking, which would suit you.
Right. But I'm saying that I've been on the review site, not one bad review.
Well, it's because they take them
down. Not one bad photo.
Or the hotel write them. Not one bad photo. It's 25 quid.
That's what I'm saying. I think I've got the bargain of the century.
You've
here.
Spent more on toiletries, including mosquito repellent for Fernando's.
Yes.
You've spent 40 quid on that. Sun cream, mosquito net.
I bought three different types of insect bite.
Bless you.
Not too sure.
Oh, yeah, you haven't been abroad much.
No.
No. So this is what I've kind of mocked up for you. Radio 1 man arrives in Fernando's.
Oh, what is this?
No hotel. He says he should have listened to Radio 1's Scott Mills, who said it was too much of a bargain. Mills said that £25 for a week sounds suspicious. Man says that he's an idiot and won't do it ever again. millions of listeners agree with Scott Mills. That's what I'm saying.
This is ridiculous. I'm looking at the picture right now.
Mm-hmm. I've done another little mock-up of what it would look like on BBC News 24, on BBC News channel. You can go to the Radio 1 Facebook, BBC Radio 1 on Facebook, Twitter, at BBC L1. This is one of my favourites so far from the mock-ups. So it's got like the scrolling news kind of banner, and then you'll see there...
It's like a quote from me saying, I should have listened to Scott Mills.
Yeah, but on the banner of the scrolling news, it says, animal carcass found in Bath. And then you're talking to Jane Hill off the news. You're doing one of those, so we can cross over live to Fernando's now to speak to Chris. And there you are in front of the half-made building.
It's a bargain. It's going to be great. But you got me concerned. I shouldn't have this kind of fear before I go on holiday.
I'm just... Go and have a look at that. I've just done a mock-up of what it would look like if, let's just say...
Loads of people are liking it.
You were on the news.
There's nothing to like about it.
And... it does say, yes, Chris, I should have listened to Scott Mills. That's on the Radio 1 Twitter and Facebook now. I'm proud of it. Turns out Susanna's been doing a bit of research. Actually, more expensive... about the same price, a bit more expensive to hire a tent for a week. so that's good.
I can't believe how many people are liking this picture.
It is good. It's a good one, a view on the news.
But it's like they're encouraging you.
That's what it would look like if, let's say, the worst happened and there was a half-built hotel when you were there on the news.
I don't see why you're saying I should ignore the reviews. It seems odd to me.
Well, even the best places have one bad review. There's always someone moaning on about it, and it's just a little bit suspicious, along with the price tag, that there are no bad reviews at all. There's a last-minute panic, everyone. He hasn't ordered his currency 10 years ago like your parents do.
No.
Traveller's checks.
That's not on my to-do list, so that's now a problem.
Are traveller's checks still odd? My mum used to get those.
And you're saying pesetas?
It's pesetas.
Right.
What did you think it was?
Well, I've got euros in the bag, so...
Well, you need to get change. Where is it? So it's Spain, but not mainland. Yeah, they're still pesetas.
Right.
So get them changed over.
Thank you very much.
All right. You could also go to an ATM just to get money out.
Oh, I think I've had enough of the holiday stuff for today.
Okay.
We'll deal with some more tomorrow.
All right. You're going tomorrow?
I know.
Okay, well, make sure you get them pesetas. And now it's time for Dear Scott, the Posh Radio 4 lady, with stuff that you've been saying to us this week. It's an open forum. You can email anytime with anything you want. She'll read out anything, to be honest.
Dear Scott, Chris, PR4L and everyone else involved.
Yo.
Upon hearing the delight that is Vampire Weekend's new song, I heard Scott say that he thought the singer might have forgotten the words and just opted for the making it up while mumbling version instead. After looking for the song Daniel by Vampire Weekend, I was astounded to learn that the song is, in fact, not called Daniel, but Diane Young. I've tried since, and I simply cannot hear the words Diane or Young. Is it just me, or do you think he may have forgotten the title too? Nick. Still off of Japan.
Nick, Diane is definitely in there. Listen. Admittedly, it's not the clearest. But it is, that's what they're saying.
It's there.
It's definitely there, Nick. It is called Diane Young.
But making up the... I mean, it is like they've just done one take, isn't it? And then gone, right, we'll leave it at that.
Yeah, but it works. I don't care.
Could have been clearer with the title and put some of the words in.
This could be my favourite email from a listener ever.
Dear Scott and Chris, here's an update in Australia. Your favourite, Prime Minister Julia Gillard, visited a school yesterday and someone threw a sandwich at her. Thought you'd like to know. From Rihanna, 15, from Scotland, X. P.S. I now use the word bosh or boshing in normal conversation. I blame Chris.
Yeah, I would. Thank you, Rihanna, off of Scotland. It's okay. My favourite story. Okay. So, you know the Prime Minister that I'm obsessed with? I even tweeted her once when I was a little bit drunk, saying, come and play Innuendo Bingo.
Mm. What's her name?
Julia Gillard! Doesn't look like a Prime Minister.
Oh,
okay. She doesn't, sorry. I mean, I'm sure she's lovely.
She's a character.
She definitely is. And how Australian is this? Someone threw a Vegemite sandwich at her.
But what's quite nice is she's dismissed it as
she said it's
hijinks.
Hijinks.
But that's
it's just
great.
A bit of hijinks, you know?
I must point out here that we absolutely love her, and we probably don't condone throwing sandwiches at
prime ministers.
Or just heads of state.
Or anyone,
in
really. Especially not Vegemite.
In fact, yeah,
ones.
Just don't throw sandwiches at anyone.
It couldn't be any more Australian, though, could it? Because it was a Vegemite sandwich.
Yeah. Oh, bless her. We'd have do you think she
would have a can of Foster's with that mate?
Do you think she will ever come on this show?
Do you think you had?
No, probably not. Shame, though, because I absolutely love her. Mm. Also, if you get a bit bored today, just search in any search engine for Julia Gillard falls over. Endless lols. Next.
Dear Scott, Chris and the PR4L. I was recently having a get-together with a few friends. Nothing major, just a few drinks and light conversation. And as the night wound down, there were just two of us left. Conversation was running dry, and 2 a.m. television is often a little lacking. So I decided to put an episode of River Monsters on the generic TV catch-up service. Which, by the way, is a programme I think you'll love if you haven't already seen it.
Never heard of it.
Love it.
I've always been a fan of the River Monsters, but I didn't realise until my friend Chris, not that one, pointed it out that the show is one innuendo after another. Pulsating rods, men comparing tackles, hour-long struggles with the beast down below.
Yes.
I could go on, but I just thought you should know in case you ever run out of material for innuendo bingo. Dale Winton can't provide forever, you know. Lots of love, Matteo, off of Cumbria.
I think you'll find that Dale Winton is the gift that keeps on giving.
I accept beef.
I'm looking for beef.
So what's River Monsters, please? Because this sounds like... I mean, obviously, I'm obsessed with Long Island Medium at the moment.
Yeah.
And Story Shunters, and also Honey Boo Boo, which is on in a couple of weeks.
I'm not sure River Monsters is actually your kind of show. I love it. In fact, I was watching it last night.
What is it?
And it's a guy, I can't remember his name, but he's basically like an extreme fisherman. And he goes, yeah, you see, I can see you already. No, it's not, because he catches very big fish.
Oh, how exciting.
And no, it is. I'm not selling this very well at all.
Fishing, not exciting on TV.
Extreme fishing.
Still not exciting. I don't care how big the fish is, it's still fishing.
It is innuendos ahoy, though.
Is it?
But yeah, I completely recommend River Monsters.
What's that one with Robson Jerome?
It's similar. It's extreme fishing.
That's a snoreville.
But this guy, he goes after the sort of the real monsters, the beast down below.
I accept beef.
I'm looking for beef.
I'll stick with that, thanks.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Hi, I was in a shop yesterday.
Yeah.
You know how you love clothes shopping?
It's my least favourite thing to do.
He gets really stressed. I've taken him a couple of times. He's like, will you come with me? I'm like, okay, cool. And then we get in there and he's like, it's really hot in here.
Why is it always going to be so hot?
Really hot in here. Starts like overheating and then's like, right, we need to go. Where's the stairs? Is there a lift? Gets really kind of, what is it? Do you get claustrophobic or something?
Kinda. And also trying things on and that.
It's I don't want to try it on. I just want to go in, get it and leave.
Yeah.
Really stressed out. Mm. It's the worst thing for you. Anyway, so I was doing your worst nightmare yesterday. I was having a leisurely look around the shop for quite some time. I was probably in there half an hour, 40 minutes.
Were you enjoying it?
I was loving it because I had some time, yeah. Do you not enjoy it at all?
No, not at all.
Clothes shopping?
No.
What are you on about?
I discovered a website. I obviously can't say the name of it, where I can now buy clothes from.
That's
it's incredible.
Right. He's discovered... buying clothes online, everyone.
Yeah, but...
I know, you can do that now.
But I don't just mean from one specific shop. I mean from, you know, a place that quite often has sales.
That's right. A lot of... I've used that website for a while now.
It's a revelation. And if you don't like it, you package it up and send it back.
Oh, God. Right, so I wanted to get someone's opinion on the jeans that I was about to buy, okay?
Yeah.
So I went and took a picture of the jeans on my phone to send to the person that knows fashion better than me. And I got told off, like properly told off for taking a picture of the jeans in the shop.
Really?
But I'm on my own shopping. I want to get another opinion. Like really went off at me.
Why?
I don't know. But like, it was almost like I had to leave the store. It was like, right, you know, put that phone down, delete that picture.
Were you taking a picture of the person from the shops holding the jeans?
No, they weren't holding... It wasn't like a personal shopper experience.
Or was someone wearing the jeans?
No, no one was wearing them. There was no person... This is what I can't get my head around. There wasn't any people in the picture at all. It was just a pair of jeans hanging up on the hanger.
That's really weird.
And it went really off at me. I don't understand why. If anyone else has had this, then let me know. Do you remember when I got stuck in that pair of jeans once?
No.
In Brighton?
No.
And I had to actually call for help.
Like I don't know
I
this.
I put skinny... Yeah, you do. I don't know this story.
I
put skinny jeans on, and it was that thing of, like, I was in the dressing room, and I was like, changing room.
Yes, I do remember this.
Couldn't actually get out of them, and actually had to call for help. Awful. Apparently, they were about to do me for industrial espionage.
Serious?
That's why. If you take a picture of some clothes in a shop, Matt Emerson's here. Hi, Matt. Oh, you haven't heard this story. I'll just recap. So I was in a well-known clothes shop, took a picture of some jeans to send to somebody else to see if they like them or not and whether I should buy them. Got really told off for taking a picture. No one else in the picture, just the picture of the jeans. Apparently, it's in case I'm going to copy the design. Sure, because I look like the kind of person that could do that, don't I?
Oh, it's just
I'll
a
copy
bit,
those.
But it's ridiculous because regardless of whether you take a photo or not, it's not like they're keeping it top secret, are they?
Not really. It's on display in your shop. Where have you been?
Nowhere.
So, okay, someone's just sent me this thing, which I've just put on YouTube. It's you down... Right, can I just explain? Downstairs from Radio 1 on the next floor is Rogue Traders, the office for Rogue Traders.
How have you got this?
Have you played a little visit to them? This is after I've been saying about the holiday. It's kind of sneak filming, but... Am I going to get chucked out for this as well? There he is, just inquiring about his holiday since I've scared him. £25 all in, everybody, with a lady from Rogue Traders. The Scott Mills Daily. Matt Emmonson, hiya.
Hello. That might be a grower, mightn't it?
Yes, I'm hoping so. Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure it'll be great at Radio 1's big weekend.
I'm sure it will.
So, Chris, we've just noticed that you've been down to Rogue Traders. What were you doing down there, please?
Honestly?
Who is that woman, Chris? I've just seen the video on the Facebook page. Yeah.
Rogue Traders. Rogue Traders, the BBC show, is just downstairs from Radio 1.
Just wanted a quick bit of advice. Probably the wrong people to go to.
About your holiday.
I'm sure there's phone lines.
£25. All in.
It's worth checking. Anyway, I'm excited now.
Are we putting that video... Is it on the internet? Can we watch it on the internet?
Did you get good advice?
No, not particularly.
No, okay. Fine.
Just an email address.
Right.
For the show.
Yeah. Don't bother me face to face. Bother me in an email that I can put straight into the trash. Thanks, Chris.
Hey, everyone. We've just watched the new Radio 1 trailer, which you can see on TV from tomorrow, after such great shows as The Voice and other shows on the BBC. And it's promoting Radio 1's big weekend. It's all the DJs arsing around a bit and in bright clothes. And Matt, you look fantastic.
Wow,
well,
Matt,
thanks very much. Well, yet again, I've been exploited for my brilliant physique by the BBC.
I know, they do that a lot.
You're the body.
I am the body.
Matt, the body, Edmondson.
Yeah. So I don't really want to ruin what happens, but essentially I do get down to just some pants. And there is some spray tanning that goes on. Mm. Now, I'm the palest person ever. I'm like a ghost of myself. So I actually looked pretty good, I thought, with rippling golden abs. What do you think, Chris?
Yeah, what I want to know is, are you secretly proud? Are you sharing it yourself? Do you know what I mean?
Well, that video.
Check me out.
Yeah, yeah. I've just clipped up my bit and slowed it right down over 3 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stuck that on my own Facebook page, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I appear to be on a stationary jet ski and Chris is getting it right in the face.
Yeah. Chris, you're sort of the opening shot of that video.
Yeah, I know.
It's good. How much, because the thing is, everyone who was in that was there for quite a long time. Mm. Two lovely directors, American guys, like classic director types.
Yep.
And I was there for about 4 hours. I'm in that video for probably about 4 seconds.
Yeah. Mm.
How long were you there for with water spraying
your face?
Well,
we were there all evening, weren't we, Scott?
Four hours.
Yeah.
Okay, one, two, you're gone. You're gone.
Yeah, yeah,
I just watched the video there.
Yeah.
Our favourite bit is Hugh Stevens' face.
Well, this is it, because I think you can find a different bit every time you watch it, can't you? Because it goes quite quick.
At the moment, Hugh Stevens' bit is my favourite, I think.
Yeah.
And also your little jig that you do when the clothes come off.
That was after they called cut that little jig. That was genuinely me just enjoying the backing track and trying to stay warm.
Ah.
Because it was so cold in there. It was like in a big warehouse. And then they came in with the spray tan stuff. And the makeup lady said, listen, this will come off really easily.
Mm.
It took 1 hour in a, you know, those electric showers in one of those.
Yeah.
No heat on it at all.
Yeah.
Really, really piddly shower.
No pressure.
That, yeah. And I had just the, I had to get it off with Fairy Liquid or another brand of washing up liquid
that might be as good.
It was Fairy Liquid.
So that's on the Radio 1 Twitter and Facebook now. You'll see it on TV over the weekend, but it's our kind of start of the summer, really. Look at our bright clothing. Look how much fun we're having.
Yeah. I mean, obviously it's the BBC, so we can't lie. We do all dress that bright most of the time.
Yes.
We love to get noticed, don't we, out about?
And I also always wear those sun visors off of old women in Florida.
And I follow suit.
And now it's time for Real or No Real.
Yay!
Yes! Our favourite bit of Friday with Matt Edmondson. Let's do it.
There are 47 people named LOL in the United States.
Gotta happen. Can I just say my mum listened last week to Real or No Real and sent me a text afterwards congratulating me on winning.
Oh, bless.
Oh, yeah. She's proud.
I think she thought it was more of a big deal than it was.
Oh, I don't know what you mean.
And she was like, I'm so glad you won the competition. I listened. You sounded really good. Well done. She thinks it's like a proper legit quiz.
Oh, cute.
I reckon that's definitely true. LOL is a name. Isn't it short for Lawrence or something?
Or Lolly.
Or Lolcat.
Lolcat?
It's a name.
How many people, I wonder, are called Roffle? Or like other...
You're thinking of Rolf.
Or
Rolf.
Maybe, yeah.
How many people are called LeMayo?
LeMayo. That's how
just
you
that band.
It,
just that band.
Yeah. But LOL, I do believe that this is a name that quite a few people would have.
I'm sure it's one of those names that in like an 80s movie, the uncle would be Uncle LOL.
Mm. Yeah, yes. Yeah. I'm going to say Real on this one.
Me too, Real.
I'm thinking LeMayo might be like, Shaniqua, Laurel, LeMayo.
LeMayo.
Yeah, girlfriend. Okay, so you're saying Real, both of you?
Yeah, I reckon there could be more than 47. I'm going to say Real.
Real.
That one is Real.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You are
LOL.
Right.
LOL.
Right, so Real. LOL. Next.
Simon Cowell is a big fan of multicoloured biros and always carries one around with him so he can make notes about those artists who have pleased him in green ink and those who have displeased him in red.
Displeased.
Gotta happen. Must have a naughty and nice list. Because there comes a point.
Is anything
he kind of is.
He makes people's dreams come true, but he also crushes them as well. I reckon he must keep a list of people who's like, right, they've been signed to me for 3 years. It's time to drop them now. One in, one out. I've got Susan Boyle. See you later, Paul Pot.
Right. That's but right. What he's saying as well is Pots. That he's got one of those pens that I assume has the red, green,
different clicky,
blue thing at the top.
It's click not that. Paul Pot, that's a dictator.
What's?
Paul Potts.
Paul Potts. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
don't get those confused.
Yeah.
Was he successful, the singer?
Paul Potts?
Yes.
He's having a movie made about him.
Yeah.
Starring
what?
James Corden.
James Corden.
As Paul Potts.
Also,
how's he done that?
They're doing a Susan Boyle film. Do you know who's...
What?
I know. Doing a Susan Boyle film. Do you know who's... This is not for public consumption. Sorry, listeners.
We were about to say...
Do you know who's supposed to be playing her?
Is it LaMau?
No, it is...
What? She's going to have to eat some burgers.
That's right.
Incredible.
It'll come out soon.
Wow.
Anyway, so we're saying Simon Cowell.
I've heard
pen.
So many weird and wonderful stories about Simon Cowell, which I sadly can't share on air. But there's an amazing one involving a periscope, which I'll share with you at some point. And that doesn't sound wild enough to me that he would carry that pen around because he's probably got someone to do it. Hasn't he got three PAs,
yes.
personal assistants, that work around the clock?
Fact.
Because he works at whatever time he wants to. So he's like working, he'll get up at 2 in the afternoon, he'll start work at 10 p.m., he'll then work through till 2 a.m.
I see, so they're always ready.
Yeah, they're there's always ready to go. There's always a tired PA.
Someone will always
by.
Answer the phone.
Yeah.
See, I'm pretending to be Simon Cowell now by writing One Direction in blue and Leon Jackson there in red.
Sure.
Which one's pleased you and which one's displeased you?
Leon hasn't pleased me.
No.
So Real or No Real?
I think he has a little sort of like another colour, special colour, just for Steve Brookstein.
Yeah. Or I think maybe pending to be binned off.
Sure.
Like, I'm now writing, I don't know why, it could be anyone, but I'm writing Alexandra Burke in green.
What?
Just to, like, no, not just saying her, but I'm just saying that could be, for example.
That could happen.
That's
is this what happened to JLS? I know they weren't directly signed to Simon, but he's still got a finger in that pie.
Do you think that JLS were in green?
I think they might have been in green.
Anyway, real or no real?
You need four different coloured pens for JLS.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Oh.
I'm shame as well. Next.
Sir Alex Ferguson and former Prime Minister Gordon Brown struck up a friendship over their shared obsession with the assassination of John F. Kennedy.
Who is it in Gordon Brown, sorry?
Alex Ferguson.
Oh, right.
Come on.
Yeah.
Football.
If this is true, this is the strangest celebrity fact ever.
Hmm. But both Scottish. both of a certain age.
So maybe they were at a convention or something like that. I mean, it's...
I'm not sure there's a convention for middle-aged Scottish men.
About JFK's assassination.
Yes. The Scottish convention for...
No, don't think so.
But it might be the sort of thing that... It's politics, isn't it? Gordon Brown, former Prime Minister.
They need something to... I see these meetings happen a lot on, say, the news and TV and that. They need a talking point. Because they haven't got probably too much more in common, so they need to find something to talk about.
Yeah. Bond over JFK.
That's probably the content that they did.
Or one of them might have been reading a historical book about JFK, and the other one, their eyes met, and they knew they had a connection.
JFK.
So, real or no real? Alex Ferguson and Gordon Brown with a JFK obsession there.
I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Weird. And what about this? Last one.
Gwyneth Paltrow is currently on the bucket of soup diet, where the dieter eats only a daily supply of soup, which they carry around with them in a bucket.
She loves a mad diet, doesn't she?
Absolutely does.
Anything eaten from a bucket, I think, is dangerous. That's too far.
Also, interesting business model, that. Bucket soup.
Yeah.
I've not thought of that. In fact, I'm going to write that down for
Mrs. Mead. Yeah.
I'm not sure that a bucket... I mean, that's saying that probably you can eat the whole bucket of soup if you were hungry enough, and that doesn't
sound...
Well,
it's over the course of a day. She's siphoning a bit out of the bucket at a time.
The problem
is carrying a bucket around with you. You can't have a handbag. It's like, oh, I'm popping to the shops.
Yeah.
I'll grab the bucket.
Handbag, bucket, two kids. It's hard to juggle, isn't it?
I don't think it's unfeasible. It's not a wrong amount, I would say. I mean, little do people know that Scott Mills, Red One's very own, eats his lunch from a stationery box.
From a stationery box?
Only
every
day.
What do you mean from a stationery? Is that not a pencil case?
Only as of this
week. Have you got
it
on you or
not? Here today.
It's the it's like one of those boxes that you'd use to say store files. Assortment of.
So do you sort of scoop it up in that and then channel it into your mouth?
I've got to be honest, not unlike Gwyneth's bucket of soup diet.
Is it like a trough?
I was searching for some Tupperware, and the ones that were supposed to carry lunch just weren't big enough. So I went for my diet.
Lunch?
So I went for the stationery box instead.
He turned up here.
I know what you mean. So it has like a lid. It has like a little clasp over. Yeah.
Yes.
And it's like 80s wallpaper.
But that's it. You got it.
But it's not a Tupperware box. It even says on the side like stack and store.
It's like a massive lunch.
Yes, it is.
What he turned up with, it was a bag of salad, a packet of chicken, and he just emptied it all into the stationery box, stirred it up.
You can close it and then shake it around inside,
can't
you?
It's a kind of salad
spinner, if you will.
Sure.
So, Gwyneth, bucket of soup diet, real or no real?
Real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Mm. At the end of that round of Real or No Real.
Oh, Matt, you scored 40
today. Let me text my mum. She's going to be
20. Oh, huge.
She will be pleased.
Matt's mum will be... That's incredible score.
And you sounded really good.
Thank you.
Yeah. That was today's Real or No Real. What's on tomorrow on your big show, Matt?
Stushy are on tomorrow playing a bit of pie tennis. They're not doing the pie in the face thing, so there'll be a mystery forfeit. It's a good one this time. Last time I took over Craig Revel Horwood's Twitter account. So this time we got something else up my sleeve. And then on Sunday, the legend that is Nick Hewer is going to be on the show.
Oh, yes.
And Nick is going to be auditioning to be a Radio 1 DJ. He's come for an interview here at Radio 1. Apprentice style, so I'm going to put him through the paces. He's going to have to learn how to hit the vocal on a record. He's going to have to do a prank phone call, and he's going to have to do all sorts of other stuff as well that ensures that he could be my cover when I'm on holiday.
This is brilliant.
So Nick Hewer is going to be on the show.
Right, okay.
I'm excited.
That's very good. So Nick Hewer and Stushy tomorrow morning. Make sure you listen with Matt Edmondson from 10 a.m. on BBC Radio 1. So that was Friday's show. We're off for a week now. Chris is in Fernando's and I'm in Sweden to enjoy all the brilliant music at the Eurovision Song Contest. BBC Three, Tuesday. Thanks. I'll see you in a week's time.